Title: Subsign in Ableton Live 12, Clean It with Minimal CPU Load for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle subsign in Ableton Live 12, clean, ruthless, and stable. The kind of low end that doesn't bay for attention, but if you take it away, the whole tune collapses. And we're doing it with minimal CPU, because once your running chopped breaks, layers, resampling change your session can get heavy fast. The goal today is twofold. First, a clean sign sub that hits hard, stays in tune, and doesn't smear the mix. Second, a resampling workflow so you can commit the bass to audio, save CPU, and keep writing at full speed. Before we touch any synths, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 165 to 172. I like 170 as a starting point. Drop in a break on an audio track. Amen, think. Whatever you've got. This is important, because the sub decisions only make sense when you hear them against a real break. And keep headroom on the master. If your master is already clipping, every bass move is going to feel like confusion instead of progress. Now, step 1. The clean sign sub, minimal CPU. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Operator is basically made for this job. Simple, stable, light on CPU, and it sits in a mix without drama. In operator, keep it dead simple. Use oscillator A only, set it to sign. Now shape the amp envelope. This is where clean actually happens. Set attack to around 1 to 3 milliseconds, not 0. 0 is how you get clicks, especially with short notes. Decay, somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, depending on how short you want your notes to feel. Sustain depends on your style. If you want plucky subs that get out of the way, pull sustain down hard, even to minus infinity. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. Release, 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is a big one for jungle. Too short and it can click or sound chopped in a bad way. Too long and your notes overlap and the low end turns into fog. Now add a touch of glide, because that little slide is part of that rolling DNB feel. In operator's pitch section, turn glide on. Set glide time around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Keep it tasteful. You want roll, not a cheesy portamento solo. Let's talk MIDI pattern for a second. Old school rolling subs are usually not constant 16 THs. They breathe around the kick and the break. Write short notes that land in the gaps. Dart simple, a one bar loop with a couple syncopations. And for that darker rave weight, you'll often find yourself around F, F sharp, G, G sharp territory. But always tune to your actual track key. The vibe is classic, but the tuning still matters. Now step 2. Keep the sub clean and mono. Think of the sub as infrastructure, not a feature. In jungle, the break and tops carry the personality. The sub's job is reliable power. On your sub track, drop an EQ 8 first. Add a high pass filter around 20 to 25 Hz. Use a steep slope like 24 or 48 dB per octave. This is just removing useless rumble that eats headroom. Avoid boosting the fundamental with EQ. If you want more weight, do it with level and arrangement first. Boosting subs with EQ is how you run out of headroom and start fighting the limiter. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Full mono. This is non-negotiable for clean translation. If you want, you can use bass mono around 120 Hz, but with a pure sign it's effectively mono already. Still, locking it down doesn't hurt. Optionally, while you're writing, throw on a limiter as a safety rail. Not for loudness, just to stop sudden peaks from smashing you in the face while you're auditioning patterns. Keep it barely working, 1 or 2 dB tops, and ideally remove it later. Now step 3, make it audible on small speakers without ruining the sub. Here's the key concept, do not distort the actual sub fundamental if you want that old school firm weight. A pure sign can disappear on phones and laptop speakers, so we create harmonics in parallel, then we control them with EQ so they live above the true sub. Group your sub track. Name the group SUB bus. Inside it, duplicate your operator track. Name one sub clean. Name the other SUB harm. On sub harm, add saturator. Pick a gentle mode like soft sign or analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Small moves. This is one of those half a dB matters moments. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so you're not getting tricked by loudness. Your ears will always prefer the louder option, even if it's worse. After saturator, add EQ 8. And this is the most important part of the harmonic layer, high pass it around 90 to 130 Hz. Deep slope. The point is, no low sub energy in this layer. The sub stays pure in SUB clean. If you need more readability, you can add a gentle bump somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz, but be careful, Jungle brakes already live in those low mids, and it gets muddy fast. Then add utility on SUB harm. Keep width mostly mono. Try 0 to 30%. If you add stereo here, it should be subtle and it should not change how the kick feels. Now blend it. Bring SUB harm up until you just notice the bass line rhythm on quieter speakers. If you hear obvious distortion, you've gone too far for this vibe. For jungle, you want presence, not fuzz. Quick coaching note here. Do your level check the old school way. Turn the break up first. Get the groove feeling right. Then tuck the sub underneath until it feels supported. If you start by making the bass huge, you'll end up mixing everything else around it. And that's how you lose that classic break-driven energy. Step 4. Punch without clicks. If the sub isn't poking through, don't instantly reach for more saturation. Do it with envelope and sidechain. First, double-check operator attack is still around 1 to 3 milliseconds. That's your click insurance. Then add a compressor for sidechain. You can put it on the SUB bus, or only on SUB clean, depending on your preference. I usually do it on the bus so the clean and harmonic layers breathe together. Turn sidechain on. Choose your kick as the input. Starting settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, fairly fast. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, depending on tempo and groove. Then lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, listen for that rolling breathing pocket. The kick hits, the sub politely ducks, then it comes back in time to push the break forward. That's the movement. Also, a common mistake, sidechain release too long. If the release is too slow, the bass never recovers, and the drop feels weirdly weak, like it's permanently ducking. Get that recovery happening in rhythm. Now step 5. The core of the lesson. Resampling and printing to audio. This is where you stop babysitting a synth chain and start arranging like it's a record. Option A. Resampling to a new audio track. Create a new audio track. Name it Subprint. Set audio from to your SUB bus group. Choose Post FX. That means you print the tone you actually built, including EQ and saturation. If you're sidechaining on the bus, you'll print that movement too, so decide if that's what you want. Printing the sidechain can be great for committing a vibe, but sometimes you want it live later. Use your judgment. Set monitor on the print track to off. This is important. If you monitor in, you can get doubling or even feedback depending on routing. Arm SUB print and record 4 to 16 bars. I'd say 16 if you've got variations, because you'll want options when you arrange. Once it's recorded, here's your CPU hygiene move. Disable devices first if you're keeping the MIDI version around. Turn off saturator, any oversampling modes, limiters, anything that eats resources. Then deactivate the whole SUB bus group once you're confident in the print. Your session will instantly feel lighter. Option B. Freeze and flatten. If you're happy with the sub and you just want it committed fast, right-click and freeze track, then flatten. Done. Now step 6. Clean up the printed audio for that Tapira Jungle Firmus. Go to your SUB print clip. Warping. If it's continuous notes and it's already in time, try turning warp off. Often the cleanest sub is unwarped. If you must warp, be careful. Subs don't love heavy warp processing. Now add tiny fades on the clip. 1 to 5 milliseconds at note starts and ends. This is one of the most underrated pro moves because it fixes clicks before you even think about processing. If you're editing lots of little staccato notes, consolidate a bar at a time and refade quickly. Fast, clean workflow. Check note tails. If notes overlap, you'll get low-end buildup and suddenly your limiter is working overtime. The sub should feel intentional and spaced. Optional, very gentle drum bus can add density, but don't crush it. Drive maybe 1 to 3. Boom off, because you already have sub. Transients, maybe a tiny push if you need the bass rhythm to speak against a busy break. But again, tiny moves. Here's a super fast translation check you can do in 20 seconds with no extra plugins. Put utility on the master temporarily. Toggle mono. Turn your listening volume down. Ask, can I still read the bass line rhythm? If it disappears, you probably don't need more sub. You need a better harmonic layer, better note lengths, or a cleaner blend. Another fast fix that saves you from EQ spirals is phase alignment by feel. If the kick feels smaller when the bass hits, don't immediately start carving EQ. Nudge the SUB print timing using track delay, plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Do it in mono, and pick the setting where the kick feels strongest. That's usually the right direction. Now some arrangement moves that screen classic jungle without getting modern about it. Print two bass phrases. Phrase A. Something that loops clean for 8 bars. Phrase B. Almost identical, but change the last couple notes for a turnaround. Drop phrase B every 8 or 16 bars. It feels arranged, but still DJ friendly. Drop trick for the first beat or two of the drop. Mute the harmonic layer. Let the sub hit clean and pure, then bring harmonics in as the break fills up. It sounds huge without actually getting louder. Call and response with the break. When the break does a fill, remove one sub note right there. That silence creates impact and stops low end from masking the fill. A couple advanced variations if you want more movement without wobble. Try two note roll, mostly the root, then a quick upper neighbor note, like root up two semitones and back. Print it and commit. Movement, but still old school. Or extract groove from your break and apply it only to the sub midi at like 10 to 25%. Then print immediately. That locks the bounce without keeping extra CPU running. And if you want that tiny bit of articulation against crazy breaks, here are two optional micro layers, still pretty light. 1. A micro knock layer. Duplicate the printed sub. High pass it hard around 200 to 300 Hz. Add a tiny transient with drum bus transients or careful clip shaping. Blend it super low. 2. A noise burst for attack. A 5 to 20 millisecond noise hit. High passed above about 1 kHz, placed on the same rhythm as the sub. It adds that little speaker tick on small systems while leaving the sub pure.